Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker. With 23 years of experience in Ventura County, from Westlake to Carpinteria, experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
The 26th annual Thousand Oaks Rotary Street Fair continues a great tradition. With 20,000 expected attendees and 370 vendors, there'll be artisans specializing in a variety of products and services. A kids' fun zone with games, crafts, jolly jumpers, soft drinks, and pizza. Great live music and entertainment, too. Free admission. The 26th annual Thousand Oaks Rotary Street Fair. Sunday, October 15th, 2017, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Moore Park Road between Hillcrest and Wilbur Road in Thousand Oaks. Plenty of parking at the adjacent shopping centers and streets. For more information, go to thousandoaksrotary.org. That's thousandoaksrotary.org. Go Bananas at the Port of Hueneme Banana Festival on Saturday, September 30th. Have a bunch of fun getting a behind-the-scenes look at the inner workings of the port during free water and land tours. Kids can enjoy bounce houses, bungees, games, and free banana crafts. Rock out to tunes from local bands that will get you grooving on the dance floor. The Banana Festival food court is appealing, with delicious treats like banana sundaes, frozen chocolate-covered bananas, banana fritters, and other great treats. Enjoy a variety of delicious foods, including empanadas, gourmet grilled cheese sandwiches, and sushi burritos from local Ventura County restaurants. Each food vendor will offer at least one unique culinary banana dish. This event is Saturday, September 30th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Port of Hueneme and free to the public. For more information, visit bananaportfest.com. That's bananaportfest.com.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, we are so glad that you are all here with us. We are gonna have another great hour. And of course, I tell you, it's all about the brighter side of life. And joining us today is Mark Pilon. He's been on here many a times. We've been talking about this important subject, the Big C, and of course, another nonprofit that is just really near and dear to my heart is Susan G. Komen. I've been working with them for several years now, and of course, they've got a big thing happening, and we're going to be talking about it. And of course, it's the Citadel Outlets, their 12th annual shopping extra big shopping deal here, and we're going to be finding out about it. So, again, I want to start off with that our phone number here is 805-419-0008. We've got lots of stuff that we're going to be talking about, and we've got the Banana Festival that is coming up. We're going to be joining us with definitely some people that are going to be telling us about that. Of course, that's all happening at the Port Hueneme, the deep water port. And then we're going to have some fun with Rob and Russ, and we're going to find out about the Sub-Zero ice cream and yogurt story. I tell you, this guy is... these guys are like mad scientists, but you get to eat their ice cream. I love it. So anyways, they've got a new store that's opening up out here, and I can't wait to share what they're doing. We do have some giveaways, and I'm going to have Tom talk about those. And, of course, it's all about the brighter side of life. And, again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Tom, you want to talk about that?
Oh, we have some great ones. Let's start off with the Rubicon Theater presenting the West Coast premiere of Incognito, playing on September 13th this weekend all the way through to October 1st. Incognito, very, very well reviewed across the boards. It's a theater experience you want to catch at the Rubicon. Boots and Brews, it's a country music festival. Wrapping up the legendary California Beer Festival, it's Boots and Brews Country Music Fest, and that is in Ventura, and it's this weekend too, happening tomorrow for Sunday, September 17th. We also have, talk about a big celebration, we do have the Los Angeles Zoo. Love taking the kids there, and Kim has tickets to the LA Zoo. California Kettle Corn, if you're having a celebration, make sure you have that on hand. California Kettle Corn is the best. It's hand-popped, and it's fantastic. We have the Harvest Festival, original arts and crafts show, October 6th through the 8th at the Ventura County Fairgrounds. And how about Jason Love, a very, very funny guy who has worked in this community. He's toured around the country, and he's hilarious. He is around at many, many places, Kim. I can't believe how hard this guy works in comedy.
I'm telling you, he's even on cruises.
He goes on cruises. Yeah, I will say on that, lucky, lucky man.
I know.
What a
I
way
know.
To make a living and have some fun and cruise there by you being go. A comic. Yeah. So Jason Love with us too.
There you go. Well, let's just start off with giving some comedy away because comedy is always fun. And we've got a pair of tickets for you. So definitely call in right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. And of course, we will find a location that is close to you since he's all over the place. And of course, I always like to start our show with something uplifting. Formal education will make you a living. Experience and self-education will make you a fortune.
Absolutely.
So again, so glad that you are all here with us. And of course, Mark Pilon, are you there?
I certainly am. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Great time. And of course, it's that time of year again, right?
It certainly is.
There you go.
It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month right around the corner.
There you go. How's everything going?
Well, we go from busy to insane.
I know. I love it.
It's a good insanity. We have so many phenomenal individuals all over LA County that they do awareness events for us and fundraising events and everything, and we just could not live without them. This winds up being the second biggest thing to our race.
There you go.
It really is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So.
And, of course, beautiful Citadel outlets, of course, right, where LA
yes.
style meets outlet savings. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, they do a massive event on September 23rd.
Correct.
And it's called a shopping extravaganza.
Okay.
And you basically go in and you buy a discount card.
Mm-hmm.
And when you buy the discount card, it gives you discounts to over 80 of the, I think they've got 137 stores, but it's at 80 of those stores. They've got giveaways that go along with it. So the price of the ticket is just, you know, it's such an unbelievable return. But it's an all-day event, and they support other charities as well as Susan G. Komen. You can go in and you can designate which one you want to go to. And I think the tickets are $35.
I have it on here. Yeah, $35 per person. And you can actually, I guess $25 of each ticket gets directly donated.
Yeah.
Correct.
Directly to the charity. So it's a phenomenal fundraiser for all of us that are involved.
Mm.
But there's such a – it's managed and run by the Craig Realty Group. It's such a phenomenal organization. And Steve Craig is a very philanthropic and giving individual because after this, we also have in all of October, we have some phenomenal events coming up with them. One is – and this is going to be cool. Have you ever driven by – the Citadel during Christmas, Kim?
Yes, it's beautiful.
And they've got that magnificent ribbon, you know, on top of the building, on top of the pyramid. They're building a 76-foot pink ribbon to honor Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Wow.
They're going to drape
beautiful.
That over the building. It's exquisite. And then it's going to be revealed on Sunday, October 1st. And then we're going to, as soon as that is unveiled, then it goes right into, I think at 4 o'clock, we are doing a fashion show with all of the top stores there are dressing about 40 of the survivors and either their husbands or some of them are their grandchild is modeling with them, or their daughter or something like this. So it's really a cool event. And then we have an event going on at the same time called Ribbons and Rosé. That's a kind of a taste of event with wine and food and things up on the upper level. Big silent auction from a lot of the merchants. You know, really wonderful items.
And is this all, Mark, on that same day, or are these different events?
No, they're all on the same day.
So they're all okay.
Oh, wow.
This big special event has a magnificent patio that will overlook, or it overlooks, where the fashion show is. You can watch it from the second floor.
Right.
And things, but there's just a tremendous amount. They're going to be doing mammography days on the 20th, 21st, and 22nd of the month, and they're doing a special thing for the husband co-survivors on Monday night. So they're just really,
they've really, just really encompassed everybody into this.
They unplugged every single thing, and they just really, really went for it. And we're thrilled that they're becoming such a phenomenal partner.
I love that.
And then they
wound
up doing the same thing down at the outlets that they own, the new ones they owned in San Clemente.
Very good. Very good. I do want to remind anybody that is just tuning in with us. One, this is our second hour, and we're so glad and grateful that you are here. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I have John Blystone with me here in the studio, and of course, Tom Spence. And we've been talking about the Big C, and, you know, this is the month, well, it's coming up, the month to really kind of really just take a look at it and wrap our minds around it and really see what we can all do to be a part of this, making this, as you guys say it, another birthday, right? And trying to stop this, right, Mark?
Yeah. Our hope is we would love to be out of business.
Yeah.
We would love to not be needed.
Correct.
And that's kind of a dream of all of ours. And it's just to make breast cancer a completely preventable thing, or something that can be detected so early that it just goes away.
Right.
And that's through education. And like I said, at the Citadel, they're doing mammograms on the 20th, 21st, and 22nd that are free.
That's amazing.
Just come down and get a mammogram. We're doing some at Northgate Gonzales Markets in Los Angeles this month for a couple of dates. So we're trying to bring that to women, because it still is, it is the best that we have right now for early detection, and early detection is the best.
Right.
If you can get early detection, there's a tremendous stage one or stage two, almost like a 95-99% cure rate that you'll get rid of it. It'll be gone.
There you go.
The longer you go without getting an exam like that, and then something is discovered later on in a stage three or a stage four, it becomes much more complicated, much more complex, and the mortality rate is tougher to maintain.
Just,
so it's all about early detection.
Right. And Mark, just a little bit about Susan G. Komen in Komen, Los Angeles County. Susan G. Komen is one of the world's largest breast cancer organizations, funding more breast cancer research than any other nonprofit. Correct. And
yes.
Komen has set a bold goal to reduce the current number of breast cancer deaths by 50% by the year 2026, correct?
Yes.
And it's interesting. So Komen was founded in 1982 by Nancy G. Brinker, who promised her sister, Susan G. Komen, that she would end the disease that claimed Susie's life. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I talked to Judith, and we actually had her on our show. It's just amazing how many things that you guys have done. I know that the Komen 20th Annual Race for the Cure has invested $10,535,000 in the community.
Just in Los Angeles.
Just huge contribution. And also, if people want to find out any more information, can we give them the number? Is that the 310-575-3011?
Yes, that's our phone number.
Okay, or what is the website, Mark?
It's www. It's Komen, LA County, K KOMENLACounty.org.
.org. Okay, great. I'm really excited again to share this shopping spree. I know you call it an extra, how do you say that?
Extravaganza.
Extravaganza. Okay, I love it. And it's all about, you know, I call these win-wins. You go there, you get to shop. You got lots of stuff that they're giving away. I see on here that they've got chances of $90,000.
$90,000.
Gosh, yes, that's amazing.
Gift cards and prizes. I mean, you know, your $35 investment, it comes right back to you.
Yeah.
You can go in and buy one article of clothing and save that kind of money.
Right. And then, so they're doing gift cards for Michael Kors, Nike, Steve Madden, Kate Spade, Disney Outlet, lots more. Also, Ruby's Diner is doing a private catered lunch there, right? And then there's going to be entertainment. This is going to be so much fun. And so I love, you know, this is the best part when organizations do this and we get the whole community involved where it's a win-win. And so I would love to invite all of my listeners out there. Tell your friends, tell your family, spread the word for us because so we can support this amazing charity and do a huger job this year.
Yeah.
So again, Shop for a Cause, it's Saturday, September 23rd. And what is the times again? It's 9 to 9:30?
Yes, from 9 a.m. to 9:30. You know, the work, when you come and do this, you are part of saving the lives of moms and grandmas and sisters and wives.
All right. And you're out there shopping. I'm telling you.
And you get, shopping therapy at the same time.
I know. I love it. I love that. So,
and if you really want your female audience, you just say Kate Spade three more times.
I know. This is so true. Mark, you know us, all right? So I love it. Mark, always a pleasure talking with you. And thank you for what you do and what your team does.
It's my pleasure, honestly. It really is. Thank you so much, Kim. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
You got it. All right. Talk to you soon. We're going to take a really quick break. But with that break, I've got some Rubicon tickets. And, of course, that is to have you join us at Incognito, their play that is playing right now all the way through October 1st. We've got tickets for you. And if you don't win them here, you can always go to their website. And, of course, that's RubiconTheater.org. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand now. Before you ask, freedom for as long as you can now. My mama told me, you better shop around.
What does it mean to be human? Award-winning playwright Nick Payne of Constellations explores this question in the West Coast premiere of Incognito, playing at Rubicon Theater September 13th through October 1st. Directed by Indie Award-winning director Catherine Farmer of the Niebrock Trilogy, Incognito received an Outer Critics Circle Award nomination for Outstanding New Off-Broadway Play last year. Incognito will leave you thinking and feeling long after seeing this profoundly touching drama. Incognito runs Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to RubiconTheater.org.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Go bananas at the Port of Hueneme Banana Festival on Saturday, September 30th. Have a bunch of fun getting a behind-the-scenes look at the inner workings of the port during free water and land tours. Kids can enjoy bounce houses, bungees, games, and free banana crafts. Rock out to tunes from local bands that will get you grooving on the dance floor. The Banana Festival food court is appealing with delicious treats like banana sundaes, frozen chocolate-covered bananas, banana fritters, and other great treats. Enjoy a variety of delicious foods, including empanadas, gourmet grilled cheese sandwiches, and sushi burritos from local Ventura County restaurants. Each food vendor will offer at least one unique culinary banana dish. This event is Saturday, September 30th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Port of Wainimi and free to the public. For more information, visit bananaportfest.com. That's bananaportfest.com. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. In fact, we're talking about Banana Festival now. Oh my God, I love this. We just got a little Banana Festival necklace. I love it. I actually do love bananas. But even like, you know, at Halloween and you have all those little candies, I'm always picking out just the banana ones. My mom, my kids would say, if you just gave my mom just all the banana ones, she'd be totally happy. So anyways, joining us right now, I'm really excited. I've been doing this for a couple years. And of course, we are talking about the Port Wainimi. We have Donna. Let me get it. Tativa?
Tativa.
Okay, Tativa. And then Melissa Lennington. And they are going to be talking to us about the Banana Festival. And, of course, that's happening September 30th. It's a free event and free to get in. And of course, but so many fun things to buy there and so many things to enjoy. And bring your kids. Bring everybody. And, of course, that's happening over at the Port Wainimi. And so welcome, ladies, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Yeah, thank you for having us.
Of
Very
course.
Excited.
So tell us a little bit about this event this year. And, of course, it starts at 10 a.m. All the way to 5 o'clock, right?
Yes, it is. So the Banana Festival, this is our sixth annual Banana Festival. It brings over 10,000 people every year that we have it, and it's going to be inside the port. So it's basically a fun event that brings people together. It's a family, community-oriented type of event that they could just come by with the kids and the family and come and see what the port is like. While they do that, they could do port tours, they could do waterside tours, but there are also so many vendors at the event that they will be able to enjoy food, kids activities, all kinds of fun stuff, bands, music. So it's really an event for the community to bring them and show them what the port is about.
I was just going to say, yes. And it's a working port.
It
and
is.
So you can really see what's happening there, the work that's being done all the time. And I know, Donna, you are the Chief Commercial and Public Affair, correct?
Yes.
And so what is that entitled? What do you do for the port?
I do business development, commercial development, and public relations at the port.
Okay, great. And Melissa, how about you? What do you do?
I actually work for Searle Creative Group, and I'm an event coordinator for the festival. I'm a marketing coordinator, event coordinator. So I work on getting the vendors and all the logistics for the event.
So who will be at this event?
Everybody.
We're hoping everybody comes
out. I like a good answer.
Out.
Good answer.
I want to know if there's going to be Bananas Foster.
Bananas Foster is a dessert?
Absolutely.
There's Banana Foster beignets this year, though.
Oh.
That'll work, too.
Which is a new one, so
yum.
We're excited
okay.
to have that.
Okay. So what are some of the attractions for this year? Let's get everybody excited. I know that you guys get a huge turnout, and it's such easy access because the parking's literally right there. They kind of shut the street to walk in there. It's really cool to be over there.
They do. So the easy access is just right off of Ventura. So if you're coming down from any any city or even 101. You just take Ventura all the way down, and then there's going to be a parking area that you could park your car, and basically it will be right by the festival's entrance. It's a free event, so there are no tickets really to purchase. So come by anytime. It opens at 10 o'clock, and we'll be there until 5. But as I said, everybody's going to be there. We expect a lot of public officials, government officials, our commissioners, our CEO, the entire port staff will be there to assist you with anything. We're going to have our own port booth where we'll be talking about the port events and just other things to showcase, as well as port gear and so on.
Tell us a little bit about the Port Hueneme Deep Water Port.
It's the only deep water port between Los Angeles and Oakland. We're so lucky in Ventura County to have this major port. It's a nationwide. It's top 11th percentile in cargo throughput. It's ranked. So it's basically in our backyard. So being able to bring the community in, show them what we do at the port, how many people are employed through the port's activities, which is about over 13,000 people. It's economically, jobs are connected to the port being there. And being able to tell the story about $9 billion worth of goods are coming through the port on an annual basis. $1.5 billion of economic activity from the port on an annual basis are going through to our community. So there's just so much to really talk about and showcase, but we're here for the community. They own the port. We're all together in it. So it's a neat place to come and visit and also have fun with the family.
How long have you been there?
I've been there for almost 3 years.
Okay, yes. Great. Okay, wow. And now I know that a lot of times they do some tours on the boats and stuff. Are they going to be doing that again?
Yes, they'll be doing that again. I think that's a hit.
It is a hit.
It is a hit. It's going to have the bus tour as well, which is going to be nicely air conditioned. So some people prefer that, but others love the water. So what's not to like about the water?
I know.
We're gonna have that too.
Okay. So let's talk about the food and entertainment.
Yes, let's talk about the food.
Let's just get right down to the nitty gritty here. Of course, tell us kind of a little bit of who's gonna be there.
Go ahead.
So we're really excited about the menu this year. We added even more banana treats. So we're going to have banana beignets, banana funnel cakes, banana milkshakes, the banana boat sundaes. We have chocolate-covered frozen bananas. We also have strawberry banana margaritas, and the list goes on. So we're really excited. We have a lot of great treats. And this year, when you come in at the info booth, there will be a map that shows you all where to go to get the best banana treats at the festival.
Can I add something
to it? Please.
That's just your dessert. So if you're hungry... Right?
Yes.
You're hungry.
I'm already hungry. Go ahead.
Good. There's going to be a lot of chicken nuggets, grilled cheese sandwiches, beef, chicken, saltwater taffies. I mean, there's going to be a lot of lunch type of food or a meal type of food with the vendors there,
that
too.
That just fills up your stomach and ruins it for you. Desserts are much better.
I like to start with desserts. Yeah. Not, you know,
life is short. Eat dessert first.
There you go. I love it. So let me ask you, some of the sponsors that make this possible, talk to us a little bit about that.
We are so lucky to have some of the major sponsors at the port that exhibit year after year, and they see great benefit because over 10,000 people come to the festival. So some of them are Del Monte, Willenius Wilhelmsen Logistics, Chiquita. Obviously, the bananas that people come and enjoy, a lot of them are sponsored by them. They'll have their own booths there. Yes, Ventura County Star, different banks in your area. So all of the sponsors really make this event happen bigger and better every year. So we really appreciate their support.
That's great. Okay, entertainment.
Oh, Melissa. That's Melissa's great
name to fame.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
So we've got a great lineup this year. We have the Channel Islands High School Marching Band that's going to kick things off at 10 a.m. We then have Desmos Blues starting at 11:15. Decadent Decades at 1:30, and Mist will close up the day at 3:30.
So we've got
a great lineup this year, along with all of the great arts and crafts vendors, the wonderful food. We have the kids' crafts, which are all banana-themed crafts for the kids. They've got kids' rides, so it's a great event.
Can you make banana necklaces there?
We'll try.
Yeah. Can you purchase these there?
We may have some. Okay. They've just been kind of given away as a fun thing at
our
booth.
I love it. I love it. I'll have to take a picture and show all our listeners.
You can auction it off. This necklace worn by Kim Pagano.
Yeah, there you go. I love it. What a great concept. Again, we're talking about the Banana Festival, and of course, this is our sixth annual one. It's really a celebration of diverse working port. That's happening September 30th. Mark your calendars. It's an all-day event, 10 to 5. It's free admission, no pets or coolers, please, right? But there's so many things out there. And, of course, you know, from the boats, the barges, to the rocking beats and the yummy treats. Oh, nice. Bring your friends and your family to Beachside for some banana fun. And I'm so excited to be a part of this again. And it's a great lineup and just a really fun day. So, and it's really laid back. I love that, you know.
Yes,
bananas are the bacon of fruit.
There you go.
You either like bananas or you're wrong.
I love bananas. Like I said, I love banana. I'm like, okay, like how many can I eat? You know, it's like don't eat for a week so I can go there, right?
So absolutely. Just a quick fact, over 600,000 tons of bananas a year pass through the port.
I was just going to say, how many are they going to use in this event? About 598,000 right there.
A good percentage of them.
Yeah, they always are giving away bananas there too, aren't they?
They usually do. If I were looking for bananas, I would try to get there early, like in the morning.
Yeah, because
they're really popular.
That's right. Yes. All right. Well, thank you much, ladies. And I look forward to seeing everyone out there. Again, mark your calendars, September 30th, 10 to 5. And, of course, we're talking about the Port Hueneme Banana Festival. All right, we are going to take a really quick break. And, of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to do a couple mentions. Obviously, we talked about Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. That's October 7th and the 14th, depending on where you live or where you can attend, Thousand Oaks or Ventura. We've also got The Ventura Chamber presents the Jungle Safari, over 75 exhibits, and that's happening September 21st, 4:30 to 7:30. This is a free event. This weekend, I'll be out at Ventura County Out of the Darkness Walk. And, of course, it's raising awareness for American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. We've got that. We've got the Taste coming up for Ventura Chamber, and that's happening October 19th. That's a Thursday. Day. Also, if you haven't already got your business into this, the 26th annual Thousand Oaks Street Fair is happening October 15th, 9 to 4. That's happening in Moore Park, in Thousand Oaks on Moore Park Road. And so we'd love to share that with you. And our last thing is Ventura Chamber has their Fall Business Expo, and that's September 21st, 4:30 to 7:30 over at Four Points Sheraton. With all of that, I've got a pair of tickets for somebody out there. And, of course, Boots and Brews Country Music Festival is happening, and that is happening Sunday, September 17th. And, of course, right here in Ventura, we've got tickets. Call us, and I'd love to get those out to you. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Did you need something? Did you want to say something?
I wanted to mention that this year at the Banana Festival, we're also going to celebrate the 80th birthday of the port.
Wow. Yes. Happy birthday.
Thank
80
you.
Years old. That's great.
Years. So it's a great history, and we wanted to highlight that. And it's going to be around midday, 1 p.m. So if you're interested in being part of the celebration, come by the stage
making
at 1 p.m.
Making history.
That's yes. 560 years in dog years.
That's a long time.
That's a long time. I love it. All right. You. We are going to take a really quick break. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Ba 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 na na. Ba 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 na 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 na. Ba 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 na na.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
The 26th annual Thousand Oaks Rotary Street Fair continues a great tradition. With 20,000 expected attendees and 370 vendors, there'll be artisans specializing in a variety of products and services. A kids' fun zone with games, crafts, jolly jumpers, soft drinks, and pizza. Great live music and entertainment, too. Free admission. The 26th annual Thousand Oaks Rotary Street Fair, Sunday, October 15th, 2017, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Moore Park Road between Hillcrest and Wilbur Road in Thousand Oaks. Plenty of parking at the adjacent shopping centers and streets. For more information, go to thousandoaksrotary.org. That's thousandoaksrotary.org. What does it mean to be human? Award-winning playwright Nick Payne of Constellations explores this question in the West Coast premiere of Incognito, playing at Rubicon Theater September 13th through October 1st. Directed by Indie Award-winning director Catherine Farmer of the Niebrock Trilogy, Incognito received an Outer Critics Circle Award nomination for Outstanding New Off-Broadway Play last year. Incognito will leave you thinking and feeling long after seeing this profoundly touching drama. Incognito runs Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to RubiconTheater.org.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. I am really excited about our next guest. We've had some super fun today, huh? We talked about some serious stuff, but at the same time, we've got some fun stuff. We've got Rob West and Russ Shavonia, and of course they are part of the Sub Zero ice cream and yogurt story. And of course they've got a new store that just opened up in Ventura. They've been in Simi Valley. They're setting up right now because these guys are like mad scientists. I've always seen them around, and I'm like, okay, I'm getting you on our show. We're going to share what you guys do. And oh my God, are you videotaping this?
I'm going to start.
Okay,
right now.
Start the videotaping it. But like anyways, we're going to talk a little bit to them about So he's got some cold air going on us and everything. But anyways, a little bit about their story. And we're going to find out. They've got all these great choices. What kind of ice cream are you making today?
We're going to make a chocolate conduction. You get the science theme going.
Yeah, the chocolate. Okay.
And so that's going to have chocolate and brownies and chocolate flakes. And
yum.
Mojito if we okay. want to.
Okay. Oh.
And,
okay.
Mint, and I
okay.
caramel or let's see, what else did I bring?
Oreos.
Oreos.
Okay. Chocolate and chocolate. Can you get any better than that? I love it. So let's have one of you over here while one of you are making it. We can kind of tell our story. I know that it takes, a lot of work, and I've seen you guys everywhere. Tell us a little bit about the Sub-Zero ice cream and yogurt story.
Well, this is Russ, and I had learned about this on Shark Tank, believe it or not.
Okay.
My wife won't let me watch Shark Tank anymore.
I know. It's kind of one of ours. Scary. Yeah, I love it, though.
But I love the fact that you can bring the entire family to have ice cream. If you have somebody that can't have sugar or gluten or lactose or whatever, we can make them very, very happy.
Right. Wow. Okay. So just for our listeners that they're going, how do I get down to the studio so I could see all of this, right? Tell them like kind of the process.
Well, we take whatever base they want. We mix that in a bowl, which Rob is doing right now.
Okay.
We'll then take the flavorings that they want, just about anything they desire.
Okay.
And then mix in all kinds of different nuts or fruits or cookies or what have you. And then we splash it with some nitrogen and freeze it on the spot. So it's exactly the way they want it.
Oh, I love it. Okay, so let's give out the locations for everybody because they're going to be like, how do we get in here? And I see our lights going off, so obviously people are already trying to get in here, you know. But, okay, so we're, I know you have a new location in Ventura, right?
We're soon to open up, just as soon as we can get our final permits, which we hope is in the next week or so,
at the Truffle Hounds
location.
Okay, great.
607 East Main, right next to the Ventura Library.
Okay, very cool. Right next to the library. Okay, and what about your Simi Valley one?
That one's on Madera.
That's on Madera. 2091 Madera.
2091 Madera. And you've been there for a little while. I've been over to that one before, and I have to tell you, bring the whole family in there, and everybody, it's pretty interesting. It's freezing, right?
But the Simi Valley location was the first liquid nitrogen ice cream in Southern California, anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we got bragging rights. It's been there 6 years now.
Yeah.
And I should mention, just a plug for our cream. It's proprietary cream. It's branded for Sub-Zero.
Oh.
It's by the Winter Farms Dairy.
Okay.
And it's a superior cream.
Okay. Wow. Okay. I love it. I love it. Any questions, John? I know you've got your mouth open.
I'm
like,
how long does it take before I get to eat some of this?
Give another 30 or 45 seconds.
I know the nitrogen is cold. I can verify that.
About 15 seconds. Here we go.
Okay, so give us the process why he's doing this.
So Rob is mixing all the ingredients in a stainless steel bowl right now. As soon as it's nice and creamy, he's going to zap it with the nitrogen. It's great on a really warm day.
Okay.
So about 5 or 10 seconds of nitrogen blast there. The steam is still coming out. Now he's stirring like crazy.
Little entertainment value.
Yeah. Now, these are great for birthday parties, right? Actually, any party.
Any party.
Any party.
Wedding,
adult.
Bar mitzvah, corporate.
I mean, kids, right? I love it. Okay.
He brings this portable nitrogen tank with us, and we've
got
the ice cream.
Oh, my God. And you know what? So, isn't it awesome? Okay. And so, it's like crunchy. Right?
Well, we can make it any freezing, soft, medium, or crunchy.
Isn't that amazing?
We do have customers that want to bite it.
Yeah.
So that's no problem.
Can you imagine biting ice cream? I know. And you could add anything to it. So, Russ and Rob, how did you guys come up with this? So, you saw the idea on Shark Tank, and then you just started doing it yourself, or how did that work?
Well, Jerry and Naomi...
Hancock,
thank you, out of Utah, and developed this patented process several years ago. They opened their first stores in Salt Lake and then decided to franchise it. And that's the point that several years ago they were on Shark Tank, and that's where I believe most of their interest from franchisees has come from.
How many franchisees are there?
Close to 60 across the globe.
Wow.
Not only in the U.S., but all over the place, including the UAE and the Middle East.
So when you hire, people to work for you, right, do they have to have some knowledge, right?
Well, we train them very thoroughly.
Okay.
This nitrogen is minus 321 degrees.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're doing. It can do some damage.
Okay. Isn't that crazy? Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
hey, the proof is in the pudding.
Okay.
Say, right?
I love it. We're just getting served right now. Almost. And I'm going to post some pictures on our Facebook and in our newsletter.
Something tells me to get real quiet as you're eating this.
I know. I can't get real quiet. But so tell us, what are all the different flavors? Well, first of all, what are we eating? What is in our one that we're eating right now?
This is a velvety chocolate with brownies and chocolate flakes. And
yummy.
We can put a little fudge on it if we want. I brought mocha if anybody cares for mocha ice cream. Pina colada ice cream if we want, a little lemonade, a lime and lemon if we want, a little
pistachio
if we want.
This is so good.
It's delicious.
Oh my gosh, I'm telling you, it's amazing.
So let me tell you the reason for that.
Okay, please.
There's actually culinary advantages to our ice cream. One is the proprietary cream.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Number two is most
ice...
What does
that mean, proprietary?
It's made, the formula is just ours, and it's made by the Winter Farms Dairy just for Sub-Zero nationwide.
Okay.
The second thing is most ice cream has upwards of 50% air. So you notice I'm not whipping it.
Right.
So that's why it's so creamy to your palate, because you're not going, fighting the air molecules. You get right to the flavor. It's a good flavor pop. And the third thing is that when you freeze it this fast, the ice crystals are 10 times smaller than normal. So it's very silky smooth. It's I call it a Beyond Gelato experience.
It's amazing.
It's delicious.
Every time I've had your ice cream, I have to tell you it's one of the best.
Thank you.
It's one of the best. You always have like a different flavor or some kind of additive in it. And oh my God, it's amazing.
And that's because it's all done from scratch.
Right.
And it's all the consumer has the choice. They design their own ice cream and we freeze it for them.
So when a consumer walks into either one of your stores, okay, they have a whole choice of different flavors and then toppings and then components they can add in it. They're like, you know, it's there's a lot of choices, right? And then you
34
come out.
Quadrillion.
Oh,
if you want
okay.
to know.
Okay. I love it. I love
one
it.
One of each.
For those math people.
Yeah. Okay. And so then they kind of come up with it. Mm-hmm. And you've already done a lot of working on trying to get your own menu together, correct, as you would say?
Yeah, it can be a little overwhelming at first. Because
yeah, it
you have
was. I
kind of
remember that going, okay, what would you recommend? I'm like the Lucy, okay? Oh, I want that. No, now I want that. No, now I want that, right?
So I did bring this for the...
See, I can see you guys getting together with the ladies that just left the Banana Festival.
I know.
It was perfectly
that
set up.
I already said that. I'm already hooking them up, so yeah.
We do have a menu board that has what we've come up with 12 sensations, we call them, and
okay.
That's ice cream combinations, and they're kind of all science themed. So we have magnetic mint, we have Brunelli Brulee, we have citrus substance, we have chocolate conduction, which is what you're eating here. So they're all
so
their kind of science themes.
Wow,
yeah.
I love this. All right, we're going to take a really quick break, but I want to find out more. Will you guys stay?
Okay,
cool. All right, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And you know what? We're talking about going and having fun. We've got tickets to the LA Zoo. And if you've got some children or maybe you just want a little date out night or day, give us a call. We'd love to share those with you. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Dedicate one to the ladies. Summertime said, babe, need something to keep you cool. Now summertime said, babe, need something to keep you cool. Better look out now, though. Dave's got something for you. Tell you what it is. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. Oh my, I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Go Bananas at the Port of Hueneme Banana Festival on Saturday, September 30th. Have a bunch of fun getting a behind-the-scenes look at the inner workings of the port during free water and land tours. Kids can enjoy bounce houses, bungees, games, and free banana crafts. Rock out to tunes from local bands that will get you grooving on the dance floor. The Banana Festival food court is appealing, with delicious treats like banana sundaes, frozen chocolate-covered bananas, banana fritters, and other great treats. Enjoy a variety of delicious foods, including empanadas, gourmet grilled cheese sandwiches, and sushi burritos from local Ventura County restaurants. Each food vendor will offer at least one unique culinary banana dish.
This event is Saturday, September 30th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Port of Hueneme and free to the public. For more information, visit bananaportfest.com. That's bananaportfest.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally,
on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And of course, we are eating ice cream right here from Sub Zero. And we've got Rob and Russ here. And oh my gosh, is it amazing? Isn't it good? I have to tell you, I never knew that, you know, when you're eating ice cream and you don't have the air in it, that it makes a big difference. Why is that? I mean, is that just how, I mean, tell us a little bit the science behind it.
Yeah, in the industry, it's called overrun.
Uh-huh.
And they purposely put air in it. They try to, there's actually government restrictions on how much air you can actually put in it.
Wow,
so,
I had no idea.
That's why their cost of goods sold can be stretched out and make a little bit more money that way. But so actually at Sub-Zero Ice Cream, you're actually getting more ice cream for the dollar for almost the same price. So we want everybody to know that it's extremely good value.
So I want to talk to you a little bit. I know that whenever I've seen you at any of the events that I'm at, which is a lot, right, it's kind of like a science project, right? So is this something that you do for schools? And you know, tell us a little bit about kind of the things that you do in the community.
Yeah, Jerry Hancock, to his credit, he's a degreed chemist. He started founded the company. He was on Shark Tank.
Mm-hmm.
Saw that through our connection with nitrogen, it was an easy segue into science assemblies for schools. And so we've been doing that across the country. We have quite a big following here in Los Angeles, Ventura County, for middle schools, elementary schools, and several high schools, actually. And so it brings the house down.
I was going to say, kids would go nuts over this.
We had, was it KCAL, KCBS, videotaped us and put us on the news. And so we have quite a following. We go over certain basic principles of
safety,
states of matter, and pressure and volume and temperature. And we illustrate the principles of nitrogen and some other fun things. We're blowing things up and they're shrinking things down. And we have a big grand finale and it brings the house down. And then we make ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Win-win. Okay, that's just a win-win. So what is the science behind it? I mean, can you kind of just give us a little bit of the background?
Okay. If you talk in terms of molecular structure, everything that is frozen or has liquid is going to have a crystal, an ice crystal to our water crystal, whichever you prefer. And so if you look at it microscopically, something that's frozen and then put in a refrigerator, for example, if you have your ice cream in the freezer for 6 months and you look it up, you see gigantic ice crystals.
Right.
They start off microscopically. And if you have really bad ice cream, you can feel that grit. That's ice crystals that you're munching on. But when it's frozen using liquid nitrogen, and as Russ mentioned, this comes out of the tank at 321 degrees below zero.
So
one of the
let me
coldest
ask
things
you,
in the universe.
Okay. So if that didn't go on the ice cream and it went on your hand, would that hurt you?
If you held it, yes.
Okay.
Severely.
Okay.
And we show, maybe we can do a little demonstration here.
Okay.
But realistically, your nerves wouldn't allow you to continue to hold it.
Oh, okay, because you would, okay, so.
So this might be the first time you've ever seen raw liquid nitrogen. It's not something we get to see too often in life, basically.
Ever since the nitrogen store went out of business.
But there's pure liquid nitrogen. It looks like water. And it's boiling because it's so cold, the atmosphere in the room is so warm that it's actually boiling. Now, you can physically touch this just for a moment like that. Then any longer than that, it's going to be very painful. I can't even do that right there is long enough.
I'm going to believe you.
Yeah.
Take
his word for it.
But there's a scientific principle why I can touch that for just a moment. It's called the Leidenfrost effect. You'll see that there's bubbles around my fingers for that brief moment, and that's protecting me from touching the liquid.
Does it feel cold or hot?
It feels dry. You want to try it?
Okay. No. I think I'll pass.
Oh, come on. You never.
I'm big on trust. Like all right, fine. My mother would be so disappointed in me for doing this. Oh, yeah, it does. That is weird. You got to do it.
All right.
Come on.
Oh, it's weird.
Yeah,
it kind of
is. It's kind of like a goop. stuff when you it's the same. It's like,
well, you're actually not touching it because there's a vapor barrier around your finger, like, immediately.
Yeah, it's kind of like you're hitting like a boundary, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Now we'll have some fun on your counter here. If we pour on the counter here, it's just going to hover like a hovercraft and go all over the place. Like that.
Interesting, interesting.
I did this with mercury once. It was really
interesting. Yeah. Oh, wait, that would be a problem, right?
So that's some of the fun that we have with liquid nitrogen.
Wow.
Again,
so it dissipates.
You can do this. You just don't want to have it. You don't want to hold it because it'll evaporate in your hand and it'll be very painful.
Did you have to take a class to learn this, or is it something
trial and error?
Okay. Ooh. Yeah. Russ, do you do this too?
I don't do this.
Okay, so you're more the business end of it, right? He's like the one that plays.
See, this is like
he just burned a
it
hole.
It looks
in
great for a Halloween party. This would be awesome
that
for a Halloween
so
party.
True.
This is perfect.
Yeah, we're already booked for Halloween.
Oh, you must
so
be.
We may have one more slot left.
Okay.
Dry ice is so old school.
All right. Well,
this is actually twice as cold as dry ice. Yeah. Nearly.
Oh boy.
Crazy. Yeah. Okay, well, I'm telling you, this is so much fun. I'm so excited to share you guys, you know, with all of my listeners. And again, I'm telling you, everybody needs to have a party. If not, get in there and get some ice cream. So again, I want to give everybody 2091 Madera. If you're in Simi Valley or in Ventura, you guys are just opening up another place out there.
607 East Main Street, right next to the library.
Okay, perfect. And I actually have something that I'm going to give away. It's $50 towards your next event. And I'd love to share that. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. Rob and Russ, thank you so much. This is so much fun.
It
seriously is one of my favorite ice creams. Everywhere I always go, I'm like, oh, good, he's here today. So anyways, again, I want to just, we always end our show with a moment of happiness, and happiness comes from your own actions. With that, this has been fun. John, thank you so much
for
being here. Tom and all of our listeners, go to all these great events that we're having, and I can't wait to talk to you next week. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you.